And fake news like this significantly contributed to the perception among many Americans that Trump's election was illegitimate. Politico's Lorraine Wohlert published a report in early December claiming that Trump's Treasury pick, Steve Mnuchin, had overseen a company that, quote, foreclosed on a 90-year-old woman after a 27-cent payment error. The story was shared by the New York Times, NBC News, and the Associated Press. But guess what? Almost everything in the article was false. The 90-year-old woman was never foreclosed on. She never lost her home, and it wasn't even Mnuchin's bank that brought the suit. Eventually, the story was corrected, but as is true with many of these stories, people absorb the fake news, but never the correction. On January 26th, The Washington Post's Josh Rogan dropped this bombshell, that there was a mass exodus at the State Department in protest of Donald Trump, writing that, quote, the State Department's entire management team just resigned unexpectedly. The story was shared tens of thousands of times on social media, reposted by The Washington Post, Bloomberg, and ABC News. But the truth is, this is standing operating procedure. Mark Toner, State Department spokesman, clarified, quote, as is standard with every transition, the outgoing administration, in coordination with the incoming one, requested all political appointed officers submit letters of resignation. The bottom line, Democrat appointees leave when Republican presidents come in, and Republican appointees leave when Democrat presidents take office. The entire presumption of the article was false. Now, it's no wonder the majority of Americans don't trust the media.